B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
This is a really wild one, man. Dutch police found a father and six adult children hidden in the basement of a remote farmhouse where they reportedly spent years waiting for the end of time.
Whoa.
They discovered a man believed to be the father of the family and his children aged between 18 and 25 near the village of Runewold. The family were found after one of the sons went to a nearby pub in a confused state, drank five beers, and then asked for help, saying that he had not been outside for 9 years.
So this reminded me of like 10 Cloverfield Lane, yeah, and all those Kimmy Schmidt
movies, yeah,
where they think the world around them basically has ended.
Police arrested a 58-year-old man at the scene for failing to cooperate with the investigation, but he was not the father. Police investigated after receiving a tip-off from somebody who was concerned about the people's living conditions and discovered the adults, according to the mayor of the town. They lived an isolated lifestyle, he said. They've been living on the homestead for the past 9 years, and several of the children had not been taken up in the birthing register or officially registered. Many questions were unanswered, and police are investigating all scenarios. The family, meanwhile, had been taken to a nearby holiday park while the investigation continued. A local news station said the family had been living in the basement for years, waiting for the end of times. Some of those freed had no idea that other people existed.
Had no idea. Oh, they thought they were the only people on Earth.
Police were alerted after a man had believed to be the family's oldest son walked into the village bar on Sunday evening. He was disheveled, unwashed, and wearing old clothes. Said he had not been outside for the past 9 years. The bar owner, Chris Westerbeek, said that he had never been to school and seemed very confused, and he spoke in a childish way.
Where are the hookers?
This is the first question.
The man told Westerbeek that he ran away from home and urgently needed help. Upon investigation, police discovered a hidden staircase behind a cupboard leading to a cellar where a man said to be the family's father and five others believed to be his children were hiding. Aerial photos showed a remote farmhouse surrounded by fields. The family had no contact with the outside world and were completely self-reliant with a vegetable garden and a goat. The father...
We have a goat.
The father had a stroke a few years ago and was lying in bed. There was no sign of his wife. Neighbors told the station that they did not know the family, and they only knew that one man lived on the premises. So I am very interested to see... more of the details on this story.
What a brutal thing to do to the kids.
Oh, my God, yes. Inhuman. Three employees at a North Carolina, speaking of inhuman, a North Carolina assisted living facility were arrested after police said they ran a fight club with elderly residents with dementia battling it out against each other.
Yeah.
These are insane people. The women were accused in court documents of watching, filming, and even encouraging a fight between a 70-year-old woman and a 73-year-old woman at the Danby House Assisted Living and Memory Care Facility in Winston-Salem. Marilyn Laddish McKee, Tanisha Yvonne Tyson, and Tanisha Deshaun Jordan were each charged with assaulting disabled persons. Police announced their arrest Friday following an investigation into a June complaint of elder abuse in the facility. During the filming of the fight, one of the combatants was heard yelling, "Let go, help me, let go," as McKay, Tyson, and Jordan continued to watch. At some point, one of the staffers told the resident to stop screaming, bitch. Danby House said...
That's the kind of care you want for your grandparents.
In a statement that McKay, Tyson, and Jordan were fired in June when managers were alerted to the situation. Well, they're going to prison. They should go to prison for that. We'll see what happens.
At Happy Acres, all of our elder fights use boxing gloves.
A woman from Naples reportedly had her arm and foot severed when she was hit by an airplane propeller on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
I'll have to get you a better story after all this.
Yeah.
The sheriff's office said it happened at Key West International Airport. Initial reports indicate the pilot and female passenger were preparing to taxi in a private plane when the plane wouldn't move or was having some kind of unknown mechanical issue. Sheriff's office said the pilot exited the airplane while it was still running to see if the blocks that kept it stationary on the tarmac were still in place. The passenger also got out, and they walked to the front of the airplane where she was hit by the propeller.
There was a similar story years ago. I watched a documentary on this woman. She was a model, got out at night of a plane, and walked into the property. Do you remember that?
I do remember that story. Man. Yeah. A crew with the Key West Fire Department transported her woman to the medical center. She was then airlifted to Miami. Her condition on Sunday was not immediately available, although authorities say it's not clear what issues the pilot was having when the accident happened.
It always made me feel uneasy when I would see people, because I don't know if this is still the case, but you would have to move the propeller yourself with your hand to get it started.
I think that's on older aircraft.
Yeah.
I think now you don't have to do that.
It's like, it's akin, Casey, to kickstarting a motorcycle.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
I don't like it.
So. All right, and then one last story, a little bit better. For most people, well, I mean, somebody did die in this story, but anyhow.
But they were smiling.
Well, no, they had some fun, believe it or
not. Okay.
For most people, funerals are no joking matter, a time of grief, but there are those who believe that funerals should be a time of celebration, of laughter through tears, and at times, those who have such beliefs are, in fact, the people who have passed. One video has recently gone viral, and it features footage from a funeral of an Irishman. As family and friends gather around the casket, lowered into the open grave, suddenly a voice comes out of nowhere and proclaims, "Hello?" followed by a loud banging, seemingly coming out of the casket. The guy who died, his name was Shay, his wife, Anna Bradley, responded by saying that the actual recording was done in one take over a year before the funeral, so he must have been terminal.
Oh.
And she said, "My son told me about the recording the day before his funeral and revealed, explaining that the closest family were the only ones aware of the recording. So as the music of bagpipes fades into the distance, the voice continues saying, 'Let me out, it's dark in here.' And at first people seem to be confused as to what's happening, but soon laughter starts to take over." And the video was originally shared by Andrea Bradley, who is the daughter of the late man Shay Bradley. She uploaded the video to Facebook with a message saying, "My dad's dying wish, always the prankster, and you got him good, Papa Bear, and he gave us all a laugh just when we needed it. I will love you forever."
When did you put the recorder in there? Oh, I didn't.
So it was, I watched the video of it. It's a little weird.
It is weird, but it's fun.
But he apparently was known
as a prankster,
guy who pulled pranks, so it was in his, it would have been something he would have done.
That's the way he wanted it.
Yep. So she said, "Shay was a prankster, always thought outside the box, and wanted to leave the family laughing."
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Well, the bullfighter boyfriend of a Spanish royal is gravely ill after being gored in the thigh and groin.
So he's ill on top of having his nuts ripped off?
No. That's why he's ill.
Oh, okay.
Matador Gonzalo Caballero was injured during a tournament to mark Hispanic Day in Madrid's Las Ventas Bullring. And is in very serious condition. The bull's horn punctured a vital vein. He's the boyfriend of Victoria Federica, niece to the King of Spain, who watched on in horror from the VIP area on a Spanish day of national celebrations. Caballero clutched his crotch as he was taken from the bull ring in an effort to curb the prolific bleeding. He was operated on in the infirmary for more than 2 hours and then transferred to a medical center. The bull had been pierced by a sword in the back of its neck, but fought on and charged Caballero, striking him in the leg and tossing the matador helplessly in the air before hitting him again as he lay prone. The second attack cut his femoral vein.
Ladies and gentlemen, the current score is bull one, matador zero.
The beaten bullfighter was carried from the ring by staff, leaving a trail of crimson in the sand as he failed to stem the blood flow. Wow.
And even though the bull does that, they still off him.
Caballero had only just returned to the ring after spending months recuperating from an earlier goring. So
that's tough, man. Will you ever see footage of that?
Yeah, it's brutal. I only have time for one more story. I'm sorry to keep this so short, but time-wise, we gotta stay on the ball here, okay? A Florida man who called 911 to report his roommate, who allegedly stole his weed, was asked to please stop calling the Pasco County Sheriff's Office.
"Yeah, the roommate keeps taking my weed."
He wouldn't stop calling them.
"I hate to be a nuisance, but arrest him."
Video was posted onto the Pasco County Sheriff's Office Twitter page on Saturday night of a deputy responding to a call about stolen weed.
"I can't find my heroin."
He said that the person called 911 because his roommate stole his weed, specifically $20 worth.
$20. That's a job for the authorities.
The deputy in the video says that he's upset. He's calling 911, and I got to go give him a call and tell him to stop calling, please.
It is legal in Florida. I don't
is
know.
It?
Medically, at least.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.